Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, we're getting into the spring here, and that means we're going to be seeing fishermen out in the streams pretty soon. I understand that trout season is going to be opening any day.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time of year as spring is upon us, and those of us who are interested in trout fishing are getting ready for trout season. The 18 counties opening on April 1st include all of the south central and southeastern Pennsylvania counties. The season officially opens for fishing at 8 a.m. on April 1st, and anglers can keep a daily limit of 5 trout, which must be a minimum of 7 inches long. Additionally, the Fish and Boat Commission will host a Mentored Youth Trout Day on Saturday, April 8th for the remaining counties statewide. Youth under the age of 16 can join an adult angler who has a current fishing license and trout permit to fish for trout. For more information about Pennsylvania fishing licenses and regulations, or to check on online stocking schedules, download the Fish and Boat PA app or visit the commission website at www.gonefishingpa.com. Again, that's www.gonefishingpa.com. And enjoy your fishing season, everyone.
And of course, April has been designated as a month where we're recognizing the problem of child abuse and the importance of building awareness about it. What are some of the details?
Well, thousands of Pennsylvanians in schools, social service agencies, churches, and neighborhood groups throughout Pennsylvania are working hard to nurture and support the victims of child abuse and prevent future mistreatment. In 2015, more than 4,200 cases of child abuse or maltreatment were investigated in Pennsylvania. And while the General Assembly has passed more than 24 laws in the last few years to prevent, investigate, and prosecute abuse cases, the House is currently working on additional measures to help the victims of child sexual abuse hold their abusers accountable. With April designated as Child Abuse Awareness Month, several activities are planned statewide to equip residents with the information they need to recognize and report suspected child abuse in their communities. These events include free training programs for community members, mandated reporters, and trainers. And for a list of these events, you can visit the website www.pa-fsa.org/calendar. Again, that's www.pa-fsa.org/calendar.
And there's been an ongoing program to pay tribute to those who served in the Vietnam War. And I understand that there's an organization that's looking for information and specifically pictures of those who may have served in Vietnam. What are some of the details on this effort?
As a way to pay tribute to all of the men and women from Pennsylvania who died as a result of the Vietnam War, the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs is asking the public for help in finding the remaining 105 Vietnam veterans from Pennsylvania who are not yet included in the agency's Wall of Faces project. For the past 2 years, the DMVA has partnered with the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund in Washington, D.C., to find a photo of every Pennsylvanian whose name appears on the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall. The Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund is posting these photos on a virtual wall of faces to put a face and story to every name, allowing these Vietnam veterans to be honored by family, friends, and others around the world. A complete list of Pennsylvania Vietnam veterans whose photos are still needed can be found by going to www.veterans.pa.gov and clicking on Wall of Faces. Again, that's www.veterans.pa.gov and click on Wall of Faces. To view the virtual Wall of Faces, you can visit the website www.vvmf.org. Again, that's www.vvmf.org for the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund and the Wall of Faces.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Ryan McKenzie.